The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Referred to as the fashion event of the year, the Met Gala took place last night, but this year's occasion has been mired in controversy because the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos sponsored the night, meaning both himself and his wife Lauren Sanchez are now amongst the most powerful people in the fashion world. To discuss this, I'm joined by entertainment journalist Caroline Frost. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
So how did Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez get involved in all of this? Was it purely a financial transaction, or do they have a specific interest in the fashion world?
Well, I mean, we've seen Jeff Bezos's makeover in the last couple of years since he had his new bride on his arm. And this is an extension of that. We know anecdotally that Amazon, for example, has the James Bond franchise, and that Lauren is taking a very strong interest in the casting of the new James Bond. So clearly it's one, he's maybe made the decision, happy wife, happy life. And that extends to this latest expedition into Manhattan. And so what happened was, they're being called, they're very careful to call them the new honorary chairs, but they are also the lead sponsors of the event. So I think we can probably glean which spoke louder, their interest in fashion or their checkbook.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see the pictures last night of Anna Wintour and Lauren Sanchez walking around the event together, meaning very much that Lauren is in charge now, along with Anna, which must be very difficult, one must imagine, for Anna Wintour.
Oh, I mean, Anna Wintour, I mean, she is Teflon, but she's had to move with the tide. We've seen that her role at Condé Nast, for years she was that sort of epoch-making editor at Vogue, where if she blinked, the sales price of a skirt could go up, that sort of thing. Her influence was so, so strong. She's actually moved up is the, you know, the press release. There is a new editor at Vogue, but Anna is clearly still the power behind the throne. But the whole point of the Met Gala is its elite value. It's the fact that even though a ticket will set you back, as of this year, $100,000, it's still the ticket that money can't buy. Anna has to decree whether you get to even go through the door, let alone which table, which prize table you sit at. So for her to be wandering around on the arm of this, wait, what should we call it? If we were Henry James, we'd call it new money. I'm sure that she is perfecting her Richter's grin, and she's probably very, very happy to have those sunglasses.
Yeah, she really needed the sunglasses last night, I think you could tell from the pictures. So then the controversy that I mentioned, I mean, some people decided not to go at all because of Jeff and Lauren.
Yes. I mean, people like Zendaya, who has been a regular star of the red carpet at the Met Gala, the Met Gala for years now, she didn't make it. It's become almost cooler. I mean, this is what happens with all parties, right? That the after party becomes the party, then it's the after after party, and then eventually it becomes about who didn't go at all. And of course, so the people who did go, I mean, the star lineup was still pretty good. Because we had the likes of Nicole Kidman, Beyonce, Katy Perry. However, not everybody was an A-lister. And this has obviously caused a little bit of a backlash. People are saying this is turning into just a money speaks. For example, they had Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. They had the Soros family represented. So you can see that the big dollar signs were very much represented on the carpet. And for years, famously, Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians couldn't get arrested when it came to Condé Nast and Vogue. And there they were. Up front and center. So you can see how the whole thing has just shifted along to the, well, I would say what's the right direction of the money, the money corner,
well,
not to the right or the left.
It's become a tech event. You know, you have the big stars of Instagram and the people who own those companies now center stage at an event like this.
Yes. Well, I mean, they've bought their entry. What's happened? I mean, I think it's a little bit of a microcosm metaphor for all of art, all of film, which is that you have these very glamorous people. And in years gone by, they were behind castle walls. You got to see them occasionally, and there were a glimpse of a décolletage or an ankle. Somebody like Lana Turner on the arm of somebody in LA, you know, occasionally private photos got out. Of course, social media has changed everything. It means that the value of people like the wonderful Nicole Kidman has diluted because she's on Instagram every single day telling her story. So we really don't need to see her on that red carpet. top. It's nice to see her, but the value of that is she's no Garbo. Equally, meantime, you've got the social influencers have made Instagram and social media their screen. That's their showreel. So they've become as famous as any of these big, formerly A-list names.
I suppose Nicole Kidman is doing a lot of television, like subscription television work now. So her career has changed a lot as our access and our way, the way that we watch the big shows has changed, the big movies has changed. We're streaming at home. So she has become more accessible by virtue of that.
It's funny, isn't it? The idea that once you're a television star, that suddenly that you're no longer your star wattage. I mean, I guess that's happened for a lot of them. I mean, she's not alone. I think there are a couple of actors, Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio, are still holding out for the big screen. But pretty much everyone has realised that the good scripts and the budgets are all to be found over on the streamers. And of course, it's a way of future-proofing your career. I mean, full play to Nicole Kidman for future-proofing what could have been, in years gone by, a delicate age for an actress that no longer is the case. So that's the good news. But back at the Met Gala, it does mean that she, along with Anna Wintour, there's a lot of things they do that we don't always hear about. Do you remember when George Clooney did the coffee ads, but only as long as they showed over in the Far East, so that his Western audience, they somehow weren't disgusted and stopped believing in him on the big screen. I mean, I guess they have to buy a swimming pool, and a lot of them get divorced. So there's a lot of money needs to be made all the time.
Well, and yeah, increasingly a way to pay the staff, Caroline.
Yeah, you got to keep it going.
Do you know the one thing I will say for Nicole is, though, she smiled in the photographs. Like, most of them looked absolutely miserable. I wasn't looking at the pictures today going, gosh, I'd love to be there, because it looked awful.
Oh, well, this is the, I mean, and some of the outfits are comical. I mean, the theme was fashion is art, and that has been taken to some quite extraordinary extremes. I mean, I think Kylie Jenner, she didn't quite free the nipple, but instead of showing her own, she wore a dress that had nipples built in, like a Batman suit, which was extraordinary. Katy Perry was apparently alien inspired and ended up looking like she was wearing a fencing outfit as though she was about to take part in the Olympics. So, I mean, I guess it's fun. I mean, a lot of people, it sticks in their craw that this obscene display of wealth is happening against a background of economic crisis on both sides of the Atlantic, and that this whole idea of it being charity. And I do think the most tone deaf person of all, I'm going to reserve the role for Sarah Paulson, who turned up in a sort of horrible grey tulle dress, and she wore a dollar bill across her eyes. I think the idea was we are blinded by money, but what a ridiculous thing to do in that position and at that time and at that event.
I think that's probably fair, Caroline. Thank you very much for talking us through it. Caroline Frost there, entertainment journalist. If you want to get in touch with us this morning, the number is 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.